The Eddington Ratio Dependent Changing Look Events in NGC 2992, by Mariel Guolo et al. We present an analysis of historical multi-wavelength emission of the changing look, CL, active galactic nucleus, AGN, in NGC 2992, covering epochs ranging from 1978 to 2021, as well as new X-ray and optical spectra. The galaxy presents multiple Seyfert type transitions from type 2 to intermediate type, losing and regaining its H-alpha bell recurrently. In X-rays, the source shows intrinsic variability with the absorption-corrected luminosity varying by a factor of approximate light-year 40. We rule out tidal disruption events or variable obscuration as causes of the type transitions and show that the presence and the flux of the broad H-alpha emission line are directly correlated with the 2 to 10 keV X-ray luminosity, L underscore 2 to 10. The component disappears at L underscore 2 to 10 lower or equal to 2.6 times 10 to the power of 42, ERGCMS. This value translates into an Eddington ratio, lambda underscore ed, of approximate light year 1%. The lambda underscore ed in which the Bell transitions occur is the same as the critical value at which there should be a state transition between a radiatively inefficient accretion flow, RIAF, and a thin accretion disk. Such similarity suggests that the AGN is operating at the threshold mass accretion rate between the two accretion modes. We find a correlation between the narrow Fe k alpha flux and lambda underscore ed, and an anti-correlation between full width at half maximum of H alpha bell and lambda underscore ed, in agreement with theoretical predictions. Two possible scenarios for type transitions are compatible with our results. Either the dimming of the AGN continuum, which reduces the supply of ionizing photons available to excite the gas in the broad line region, BLR, or the fading of the BLR structure itself occurs as the low accretion rate is not able to sustain the required cloud flow rate in a disk wind BLR model. This was the Eddington ratio dependent changing look events in NGC 2992, by Mariel Guolo et al.